All artists get letters from girls. Didn't you know that? And they're kind of weird letters. You know what women are. I don't keep all of the letters that I get, but I've kept some pretty wild ones. I haven't always answered the crazy ones because they're actually too difficult to answer. And you know, I suppose the craziest letters that I've had have actually been from men, because I get more letters from men. Well, I used to. Fans often write to you and say, you know, I just wrote a letter to this journalist who panned your album, and I told him, you know, or her, you know, what the truth really is, and here is a copy of their article and here is a copy of my letter. As an artist, both of the documents are really painful to read. Because as an artist, up to that point, you would never have seen the original critique, and you would never have seen the fact that it ever had any effect. If you'd have only seen the article, you would never have known that anybody had read it. You would have thought, well, obviously, nobody's going to believe that. But the fact that this fan has responded so vehemently shows that they share your terror that the critic has power. So the fan and the critic become one in the eyes, to some extent, of the performer. They become one body. They are the people for whom you do your stuff.